It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
My belief would be he would pick the team that he thinks maybe has the best shot to go. Now, if you're doing that, would he go Philadelphia or Dallas? He is coming into Dallas this week for a visit. I'm not aware that he set up anything with Philadelphia yet, but people in the league felt that the Eagles would also be in on him as well. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, a lot of times with guys like this, you say the team has to get them, but this player who still has his contract in place from the Colts can pick and go, well, this is my best chance to get a ring, so why wouldn't I go here this year? And then maybe I can sign with the other team on the free agent market next year. So he has more say in this than just Dallas wanting to get him. But Dallas does want to get him. He would help their run defense. He still makes a lot of big plays for time on the field. So he seems to be an ideal fit for this defense.
Well, we shall see. And I guess the Eagles may have an interest too. So I guess
yeah,
he can
wave
the
guy.
He just said that.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. I don't know if you mentioned the Eagles or not.
You've done that twice now to David.
I don't know. David, I'm sorry. I didn't catch it. Well, I still love you, David, and I think you're the best, and we'll talk later this week.
Okay, that didn't sound sincere either.
That really wasn't sincere, but we needed a way to end the ranch report.
And come I know, up with that. A dismount.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Crawford Services AC and Plumbing bring us the e-break. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on it at 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us from the hard line. It's Bob. And poor Bob, I don't think has ever, as he is about to tell you, I don't think he's ever said this word on purpose. He did hear, and we've all got to get over this, when we're saying the word country, let's just say it and everyone just be cool.
Edmonton doesn't care who you played to get here. They think this is their destiny. This is their chance to finally win the cup. And when McDavid finally wins a cup, there's going to be a
whoa
citywide, nationwide.
That wasn't me.
I tried to say countrywide, and then I moved to nation, and I probably shouldn't have stopped right there. But the celebration will be insane. I don't know.
You.
I didn't mean to.
You just.
I've never said that word. So the odds of me saying that word are very low, and everybody knows it was an honest misspeak. Me and Brad Sham.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I've never said that word.
It's trying to be like Dave now.
I see it's working for Dave. Maybe this is a chance.
Get my own segment.
You get a Corby laugh as an added bonus. I also like the comment from Davey. That was not me.
Yeah.
One more time.
Edmonton doesn't care who you played to get here. They think this is their destiny. This is their chance to finally win the cup. And when McDavid finally wins a cup, there's going to be a
whoa
citywide, a nationwide.
That wasn't me.
I tried to say countrywide, and then I moved to nation, and I probably shouldn't have stopped right there. But the celebration will be insane. I don't know.
You.
I didn't mean to.
You just.
I've never said that word. So the odds of me saying that word are very low, and everybody knows it was an honest misspeak. Me and Brad Sham.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I've never said that word.
It's trying to be like Dave now.
I see it's working for Dave. Maybe this is a chance.
Get my own segment.
Such an odd sports point. There's going to be a. Mm-hmm. Then he just.
There's going to be a C.
There's Bob as candidate number one. Candidate number two from the same show. Corby with some really funny gibberish. That was the first stop down. And then his commentary on Memorial Day was the double e-break.
But I don't have to like it.
You know,
we shouldn't be away this long.
Am I
in these
high?
Crucial times?
You remember what we did last year on Memorial Day?
We probably hauled off and worked.
we worked because it was game five of or six of Stars and Knights.
Oh, it was the
and we came in.
It was the triumphant return of Jamie Benn to save us.
Yeah, we came in.
We only lost six. We only lost by six.
Yeah,
you guys twisted my arm.
We did. We came in and we were, you know what? We were supposed to work.
What was that noise?
I don't know. we were supposed to, I mean, we had to be there down on the plaza. Like, we were part of the scene. It just felt right to be there. And none of us were doing anything anyway. And that's the problem with Memorial Day.
Whoa. As we sit in the Patriot outpost, could you go ahead and tell us the problem of Memorial Day? Ladies and gentlemen, for more on problems with Memorial Day, here's Corby Davidson of the Ticket.
The problem with Memorial Day is they're all dead. They can't even know that we're thankful. Where's the joy in that?
Okay, for the record, that was fake Corby that said that. That was Dave impersonating Corby in case anyone thought Corby really thought that or said that. Yeah, not the right place to say that. So we're in the Patriots tent? What do we call
outpost.
That? Outpost, yeah.
That the last person talking was Davey?
No, the last person was Corby doing
the
fake
second
Corby.
Second to the last was,
I was going
to
say, that's a really good Corby if that
like
was
it.
Davey.
Boy, that's a good little gibberish stammer there, too, by Corby. All right, that puts Corby as
Porky
candidate number
Davidson.
Two. There's Corby as candidate number two. And candidate number three, we have another frog. It's DJ Ringenberg, who on Work in Progress made a frog noise accidentally. See if you can hear it the first time before we enhance it.
It took all of their effort to get out of the second round that they have very little left in the tank. For round three, I don't even know if I would say physically. Maybe you could say that about Ant, but I'm talking mentally and emotionally because they just in the fourth quarter look like they don't have a clue what to do.
I think it's very easy to say that, and I made a weird little voice, weird little sound there.
I had no idea what you were looking at us for.
That's what he was looking
at. Okay, I thought I said something bad.
Good no, God. It wasn't that obvious. He didn't even hear it.
I didn't either, but all right. We'll isolate it, listen to it later.
Anyway, now I don't even remember what I was going to say.
Why are you so forgetful, Joe?
I don't know.
So maybe you could hear it, maybe you couldn't. This is what it sounded like when it's enhanced.
It took all of their effort to get out of the second round that they have very little left in the tank for round three. I don't even know if I would say physically. Maybe you could say that about Ant, but I'm talking mentally and emotionally because they just in the fourth quarter look like they don't have a clue what to do.
I think it's very easy to say that, I made a weird little voice, weird little sound there.
I had no idea what you were looking at us for.
That's what he was looking
at. Okay, I thought I said something bad.
Good no.
God. All right, listen
it
to
wasn't
how
that
crazy
this
he
was.
Didn't even hear
I didn't either. But, all right, well.
Listen how crazy this is when it's isolated.
Clue what to do.
I think it's very easy to say.
Humans are so gross.
We've had some of the most wheels off noises made up here from Norm's crocodile to Bob's got a frog noise or two. Okay.
That was Norm's, which is still undefeated.
Yeah, there's Bob Frog, and now we got DJ Frog. All right, so we've got frogs. We've got Corby gibberish followed by Memorial Day commentary, and we've got Bob abbreviating that very unfortunate word. 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Give me Naughty Bob for the win.
Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio.
In the name of the Lee, the Harvey, and the Holy Oswald, I vote for Bob.
Man, that's so disturbing. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and stream.
Hey, guys, I want you to follow me on this voting process. The word is runt. Runt. Hunt.
All right, We got it. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hi, good morning.
Is this combative Lisa?
Combative Lisa.
Hey, George.
Hey.
I hope to see you at Jub Jam tonight.
Oh, you're going. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
The party.
You bet.
But I'm going to vote for Bob's little mistake.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks, combative Lisa. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-brake?
Hey, guys, e-brake man, and happy Jub Jam Day. So let's jub down the same old country with a mouth aplenty. Three more letters for country.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for using 0 miles to entry, a song, or 0 miles to entry, 0 miles to empty, a song no one's heard. And Bob is our winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Edmonton doesn't care who you played to get here. They think this is their destiny. This is their chance to finally win the cup. And when McDavid finally wins a cup, there's going to be a
whoa,
citywide, a nationwide.
That wasn't me.
I tried to say countrywide, and then I moved to nation, and I probably should have stopped right there. But the celebration will be insane. I don't know.
You.
I didn't mean to.
You just.
I've never said that word. So the odds of me saying that word are very low, and everybody knows it was an honest misspeak. Me and Brad Cham.
Oh, wow. That was awesome. I've never said that word.
He's trying to be like Dave now.
I see it's working for Dave. Maybe this is a
chance. Get my own segment.
All right. How many wins is that for Bob?
That is Bob's 42nd win, 95 behind Norman, number 34, Hitchkiss.
Was that a sweep for Bob? Did anybody else get a vote?
Yes, clean sweep.
Wow.
How about that for Bob?